How often have you woken up Eli? I can only speak about this from a child's perspective because I don't have children of my own, but maybe today's story sounds familiar to you if you are a parent. I know that when I was little, I would go sometimes into my parents' bedroom in the dead of night, "Mom, Mom." And I had had a bad dream, or I wanted a drink of water, or I was just lonely, or I couldn't fall asleep, or any number of things. But we have often and all, I think, gone to wake someone up in the dead of the night because we needed something. We've all woken someone up in the dead of night because there is something that we heard calling to us, and the only thing we can think of to do is to go to the person that we trust the most and that can take care of these things for us. And this is what, in part, Samuel has done in our Old Testament story. Now, this is odd, because Samuel, if you will remember, was given as a gift, a living sacrifice to the temple when he was an infant. His mother Hannah thought that she would never bear children. And when she finally did, she was so grateful that she gave Samuel to the priests at the temple so he could be raised there in the service of the Lord. So Samuel has been in the service of the priests and in the temple since he was an infant. And yet the reading says he did not know the Lord, and the word of God had not made itself known to him. So this should make all of you feel better if you've been going to church your whole life and you're still not quite sure how God is reaching out to you. Take comfort, because Samuel at this point is probably about 12 or 13 years old. Every day he is attending worship and learning from the priest, and still he does not know God, and the word of God has not yet made an impression on him. So there are a couple of good things to take away from this. First of all, it can take and will take a lifetime for us to truly absorb what God is doing in our lives and the way that God speaks to us. And second of all, even if you don't think you know the word of God, even if you maybe don't care as much as you think you should about the word of God and about the presence of God in your life, God is still going to call you. God is still going to reach out to you. And you need an Eli when that happens. Because if you hear something calling to you and you don't know what it is, I hope that you go to somebody that you trust and you say, "Hey, I feel like I should be doing something. Are you the one that's going to find that for me? Are you the one that's going to help me learn what to do?" Okay, now flip the tables. What if you're Eli? What if you are the one who is feeling a little older than you used to, and your eyesight's not quite as good as it used to be, and you get tired at the end of a long day, and you've got this 12-year-old kid following you around who doesn't seem to get it? And finally, it's nighttime, and it's time to go to sleep, and you're drifting off, and you're very tired, and somebody comes, "Eli, Eli, what do you want?" And you're thinking, "I want to go to bed. I don't want anything from you except for you to go to bed." Eli might have been a little frustrated, and he says, "I didn't call you, my son. Go lie down." Okay. And so you're Eli, and the interruption has come and gone, and the light is fading even faster, and you're falling asleep. "Eli, Eli, what? Did you call me?" "No. No, your bed is calling you. Go. I didn't say anything. Go to bed." And the third time, "Eli, Eli." If you are a good Eli, like our Eli, then you might start to understand, someone is pestering me, but it's about something greater than I. Someone is hearing a call, and they don't know what it is, but there's something deeper at work here. When we are called to be Eli, especially to those who may not be at a level of faith or spirituality or knowledge of Scripture or knowledge of God or knowledge of the church, when we are called by that person, part of our work is to say, "Wait a minute, something is calling you, but it's not me. When you hear it again, why don't you ask God Even if you're not sure who God is just yet, why don't you ask God what God is calling you to do? So sometimes we are Samuel, and sometimes we are Eli, and we both know Samuels and Elis, and I hope you had a good Eli in your life. I hope you have a lot. Because our work is to work with those who are young in their faith. Notice I said young in their faith, because chronological age and spiritual age are two completely different things, and I know five-year-olds that have a better handle on some of this stuff than I do. And I know people much older than I am who were able to gain a richness of knowledge throughout their lives. It doesn't matter what your age is chronologically. We are all different ages spiritually. And I'm going to know things about spirituality that you don't, and you're going to know things that I don't. And I pray that each one of you can be an Eli for me, and you have been. Part of my coming here was hearing that call and coming to you. And a bunch of you saying, we want you here, but we're not the ones who called you. It is God who called you. And I have had people come to me and say, should I be on the hospitality committee? I feel like I should bake a cake. First of all, the answer is yes, you should bake a cake. But the corollary to that answer is that I'm not the only one calling any of you to do anything. If you feel any kind of tug in your spirit when you're in this place, if you feel any kind of tug on your spirit anywhere, look beyond any person that's telling you something. Look beyond any physical, earthly thing that is telling you something and say, speak, for your servant listens. You are going to have all kinds of occasions in your life to question a call. You're going to have all kinds of occasions in your life to wonder, is this an earthly call? Is this Eli calling me in the night? Or is this the word of the Lord coming to me for reasons that I don't understand yet? Do we know what happened to Samuel? I know that you do already know, but I'll remind you just in case. Samuel was a great prophet in a time, we hear at the beginning of the reading, where there were no prophets. They had come and they had gone, and there was this long dead space of not knowing what God was trying to communicate to the people. Samuel, a child who did not know the Lord and did not really understand or internalize the word of God, was called on this day to become one of the greatest prophets that Israel has ever known. And it was Samuel to whom the people came and said, you know what, we're tired of this whole God rules us thing. We want an earthly king just like all the other people. And Samuel said, I don't think that's such a great idea. And the people said, no, it really is. We want a king. Samuel has these deep conversations with God. Samuel has these deep conversations with God's people. Samuel anoints the king Saul. Samuel is doing amazing things, and he started out as a boy who didn't understand and didn't know the word of God and the call of God when it came to him. Three times God calls him. After the first time Samuel doesn't know who it is, does God say, well, he doesn't know. I'm going to go find somebody else. After the second time God calls him and Samuel doesn't know, and God still persists. And the third time, Eli has to tell him, this is not a human voice at work. This is the word of God. Go and tell God that you are listening. God is faithful even when we are not. And God knows us even when we do not know God. And this is how we have prophets. This is how we have leaders, not because we choose to be those people, but because God chooses us. Every single one of you has been subject to the call of God. Whether you call it that, whether you acknowledge it as that or not, every one of you has been and is now and will be subject to the call and the voice of God. My prayer for you and for all of us is that we can find our Elis to help guide us on the way. This is your community of Eli, today and every day. If you don't know what voice is calling you, this is a great place to find out. This is a wonderful place to find out where you have friends, friends with you, friends with each other, friends with God. So go forth, listen for the voice of God, find your Eli, awake him, and then stand before the God that knows you, that made you, that loves you, and say, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Amen.